Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Nightmares are your dreams.
Nightmares are your dreams.
Not anymore.
I know it's lonely when you're hanging around.
Don't you take it lying down.
Don't you take it lying down.
We're going to make it through this.
No, no. Hold on. Hold on tight.
The Globalists are making their move. They'll fail. And they'll hang for it. They're slaves of their god, Satan. They're not in control. Don't take their attack as confidence. Take it as weakness. They're going into the fire. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Moxie in Indiana. Thanks for holding.
I have two critical plugs I'd like to say at the end, but if you could give me two uninterrupted minutes.
I'll do you better. You got 3 minutes. Hit us.
Okay. I agree 1,000% what you said about Trump. Trump left us. And more importantly, he left those children at the border. I don't think people are going to vote for Trump like everyone thinks they are. Why is he even saying about running in 2024? What's going on with the audit in Arizona? Alex, we love you. We the people love you. You have never wavered. You have never sold out. You need to run for president. This isn't about getting the most votes. Think big picture. Think next level. This is about getting exposure for you and raising your profit margin to increase the stamina of your fight in our lives for freedom.
I said I wasn't going to interrupt, but keep going. You wanted 2 minutes. You only got a minute.
I just think you'd be surprised. I think you would get a lot of sponsors. We buy your products. They have to let you get on these debates. They have to let you get on national TV. The exposure will get out. They might even mock you, but who cares? They'll learn about you. The idea here is to get your name.
Well, it would definitely, I mean, look, if I ran for president, it would be because I thought I could really win. And I don't want to say I have baggage. I'm proud of all the stuff I've done, even the things I did that were wrong. I didn't mean to do wrong, and they were learning experiences. But, I mean, it would be quite, they've already done a super deep dive on me. There's not really anything that's super bad. But that wouldn't be my reason. I just, organizationally and trying to raise money, the amount of money it would take just to be able to travel around the country. And then if you really start running under FCC rules, you can't have a broadcast show while you do that, which isn't fair. The Democrats, everything's a show now. But you know, these laws are very prohibitive. You know, I'd like General Flynn to run for president, and I'd like to support him for president. I am 47. I am older. You got to be 35 to run for president. And it would certainly be a stunt. I just don't have the money for the security and for the rallies and for the rest of it. You know what? I mean, look, if somebody donated me $20 million, that's what it takes is to start something like that. There's a good chance I'd run for president. If I had $20 million, no strings attached, I'd spend 100% of it on the operation and on fundraising. And with $20 million, I could raise $100 million. And I'm not afraid to die, but I think there's a very good chance they go ahead and bust a cap in my ass. You know what that means. Of course, put a couple bullets in me. It's not even that that makes me not want to do it. It's just, oh, my gosh. that's a very interesting idea, man. We got 40 seconds left. What else you wanted to say?
Maybe it would be a stunt, but get your name out there. Get the exposure. Okay, they have to let you get on national TV. Tucker would totally support you.
Okay. All right, man, I appreciate your call. I got to go. Tucker would support me. Tucker's a really smart guy. I'll leave it at that. Very, very wily, very, very smart. And Tucker's not running for president. And I think I am in the same boat with Tucker. The last thing I want to be is president of the stinking republic. But interesting idea, madam. Maybe I will just to upset the globalists. We'll be right back. I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here. But it's really true. Listeners are incredible. And when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns of the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months, some for 6 months, some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now in our funding, because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Bodies Ultimate Tumor Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second best seller is Bodies Ultimate Tumor Formula, 95% humanoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I literally have articles stacking up today of old people, young people, babies dying from the vaccines. They're doing these incredibly illegal experimental shots on little babies now. Little boys, little girls are dying. Two-year-olds are dying. Six-month-olds are dying. And the media is just as pleased as punch. Look at these headlines. Two-year-old baby dies during Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine experiments on children. It's at naturalnews.com. It's posted at InfoWars.com. Get the article. Share it. 15-year-old boy dies of heart attack 2 days after taking Pfizer vaccine. Had no history of allergic reactions. Federal government's own report. It's on InfoWars.com. Get it. Share it. Family of Elmhurst COVID patient in standoff with hospital over controversial treatment. That's Fox News locally. She wants ivermectin. The woman's mother's dying. They say no. No ivermectin, no nothing. It's been proven to totally work. Look at these headlines. Trinidad retiree dies after taking COVID vaccine and suffering clots paralysis. University of Cincinnati student's death after J&J vaccine under investigation. Man dies minutes after taking first dose of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Here's what to know. And it goes on and on. And on. But what else do we have going on? This is a report from May 16th of last year, so a little less than a year ago. Top CDC official, she works for Bill Gates, will just get rid of all whites in the United States who refuse vaccines. Chair of Advisory Committee on Immunization floats racially biased depopulation plan. That's Dr. Carol Baker. Here she is in Houston.
The battle is being fought one family, one physician, one health center. That's why we're doing as well as we are. We're talking about the minority and strategies against the minority. So I have the solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, well, hesitants, most of them we can talk into coming to terms, but refusers. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States.
Starting with you,
because Houston is the most diverse city in the entire United States. There are 7 Asian languages spoken in that city. I've been a minority for more than 20 years in the city of Houston. The majority is, we call, Hispanic. That is not a race or an ethnicity. That is a political designation. But a lot of them are from Central, South America, Mexico. Guess who wants to get vaccinated the most? Immigrants.
That's what made Donald Trump's comment about bringing diseases. They're at risk when they come here.
immigrants.
Have better vaccination rates in Mexico.
It is the well-educated, in terms of pieces of paper that they put on their wall, people that have been here a long time, and it's very unfortunate. But I think we need not lose the big picture.
So we have this sick cult of eugenicist freaks telling us white people are inherently bad, how proud she is that she's a minority. It's all just psychology. Oh, I love the black people. Take your shot. Now they're all freaked out that blacks in record numbers aren't. You're a lying sack of garbage. All your vaccines are poison. Everything you do is a lie. We know who you are, you disgusting creature. You'll soon be in hell. Unbelievable. All right, I'm going to take some more calls right now, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to hit the CIA news. It's just incredible. Incredibly ridiculous. Incredibly pathetic. And it just shows what's going on. And I'll just wait till you see this. Right now, let's go ahead and take the next caller. In order of the calls being received, let us talk to DJ in what's left of California. Go ahead.
What's going on, boss man? Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm just watching the global extermination take place faster than I thought it would. I'm quite frankly completely blown away. I'm so excited in a bad way. I don't know how anybody can be bored right now, brother.
There's no words that could describe anything that's going on. I feel you 100%. Real quick, I just wanted to touch on the Trump topic. I think that the lady from Indiana hit it right on the head when she first spoke about him, saying that he kind of just left us. That's pretty much how I feel. I'm from Vallejo, California, from the Bay Area. We're actually the one city in the Bay Area that had the most Trump votes, which is pretty cool. Fun fact for you. Anyways, we're not sleeping out here. We know what's good. We know the truth. We know all the bullshit, and we got to stand up somehow. And I think that the party's leaning towards Trump in the wrong direction, and it's just I don't understand. There's too many questions, and I think we're way too deep into the game, into real life right now that we can't be questioning Trump like this. He left Julian Assange behind. He left Edward Snowden behind. There's just too many questions, and I feel like if a 29-year-old man like me, a barber from California, can know everything that Alex Jones knows and sees everything that's going on, it's just absolute craziness. How can the president of the United States, Donald Trump, not know these things or not take action? So I just think there's just a big gap, and I think we need to be questioning that and not leaning. And anybody who's thinking that we're voting Trump 2024 is out of their pocket, man. Until we figure out what's going on right now, I'll tell you right now, I'm not voting for anybody until we figure this out.
Well, if Trump comes out and says, I got bamboozled, and if Trump comes out and says, sorry, I didn't understand this, then we can do something. But, I mean, he almost got set up along with me with the Capitol attack. Out of a million people, a few hundred that got manipulated by operatives in the Democratic Party and Antifa, and the Q thing was used. I'm not saying everybody that's in the Q is bad. I'm saying people posing as Q, said attack as part of a plan, and they tried to set me up, and I watched the Secret Service wave me in and direct me. I'm not saying they were part of it themselves, but somebody up high had the setup and then tried to walk us into that trap. So the trap didn't completely close on us, but Trump needs to come out and just level with the whole thing. I like the fact that Trump's still trying to take control of the Republican Party. It's a trillion times better than Kevin McCarthy. The issue is that you see them getting ready to indict Giuliani and all this, and I think they will indict Giuliani. That's the shot across Trump's bow. So he always does these half measures where, he's going all the way. He's going to run again. They're coming after him. He should gut their ass politically with real attacks. He's got some blind spots. And I know folks that know Trump. He's actually a really nice guy behind the scenes and really smart at an instinctive level, but he's a lightweight when it comes to a lot of topics and a lot of issues. That's why they would get really upset when I talked to him and told him about certain things, because he really would sync with what I was saying. And would actually go check it, find it was true, and then he'd act on it. So I think Trump's a good guy, but he's kind of autistic, and so am I. We all have different gifts. God gives everybody different gifts, okay? It's just that Trump is not playing fourth-dimensional chess. Trump was just going with, hey, China's ripping us off, or, hey, this isn't a good deal. Why would we screw America over? This is part of a new world order. Well, he figured that out. I mean, Stephen Miller is way smarter than Trump when it comes to fighting globalism. Does that mean Stephen Miller is as good as Trump at, say, a business deal? No. So, I mean, Trump had some good people around him. I appreciate your call. All right. We're still going to get to everybody that's on the board here, but I'm going to hit the CIA story. A couple other big ones when we come back. I'm in a catch-22. If we had plenty of DNA Force Plus, it's been sold out for 5-6 months, as you notice. If I had plenty of Ultimate Turmeric Formula that has been sold out for 6 months, those are great bestsellers, and they funded the operation. The lockdown of the economy, the shutdown in supplies, I won't cut the quality. We don't have it. And so we get a limited supply in, 10,000 bottles instead of 30,000 bottles, and I sell it 50% off, and we're about to sell out. I'm going to have to go back to full price tomorrow, and then it'll be months till we get more. And that's of the Ultimate Turmeric Formula. There is no DNA Force. I don't know when I'm getting it. It's driving me crazy. That's one of our main funders. So I'm not complaining at you. The lockdown is going to get a lot worse. They're only going to take it off for a little bit and put it back down. Got a bunch of articles on that, too, we're going to hit. So I would get your orders in on X2, X3, on your vitamin mineral fusion, on your Ultimate Turmeric Formula bodies, on your Vaso Beats, on all of it, because who knows, we'll get it back in again. I get your in-game film as well for $3.95 to spread the word. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with the key news. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
COVID-19 gene overwrite system. It teaches your body to attack itself. There's nothing like Alzheimer's and nothing like a heart attack and nothing like your liver dissolving to make you realize Bill Gates cares about you a lot. All right, more of your calls coming up and a bunch of propaganda that just got posted at InfoWars.com. Yes, we post the enemy propaganda and point out its propaganda. Where they're trying to shame everyone into having the shots and telling husbands to confront their wives and wives to confront their husbands and vice versa, just getting involved in our lives. When it doesn't work, it doesn't protect you, it's deadly, the PCR test was fake, people were dying of other stuff, Fauci needs to go to prison! He ran the frickin' Wuhan lab! Incredible. That's all coming up. But let's get to this story that's up on InfoWars.com that got mocked massively online. And you look at this, you go, oh, the CIA is pathetic. The CIA is running all these ads about, I was a neurotic. I had anxiety disorders. I was a man, but now I'm a woman and I'm multiracial and I am the CIA. And you ask, why would they do that? Because their job is to get rid of human intelligence. Their job is to get rid of HUMAT and create nothing but digital systems run by private corporations, by big tech. The CIA's job is dissolving the U.S. Army, the U.S. Marine Corps, Space Force, everything, and putting us wide open to globalism and to merge us into world government, where you don't want human armies, you don't want declarations you make, your oath. They want robots, and already the bases are scaling down troops, scaling up robots. By 2030, they want all combat aircraft to be autonomous. And so all they're doing is sabotaging an agency that was set up by British intelligence to take over our real agencies and set up to do what they've done now. And they've been very effective at bringing down the United States. So they're creating a compartmentalized CIA that is for the general public, where they think, oh, I don't have the right of privacy or the right of health or the right of a job or a future, but I get to say I'm a woman when I'm a man. Because they're getting you ready for the whole trans movement of cyborgs, merging with machines, and artificially created humans. Like, two gay men that are married, they don't want to go out and have an egg donor and then have a baby. No. We want to splice our genes together. Well, two men splice is not a human. But, don't call it that. It's a transhuman, see? And they admit in all the white papers from Tavistock Institute 40 years ago that once they rolled out the cloning and the human splices and the replicants, that's what they're going to do. And so they're just normalizing this because the technology's here now, and the globalists want their own clones. They want their own sex robots that aren't mechanical but are biological. And so this revolution's already happened. They're just going to roll it out now and get you normalized with, hey, everybody's GMO now. We all put our digital mark on you. So I'm not against this, overweight Hispanic man who wants to be a woman. I'm a little overweight myself, too. The point is that, he thinks he's wonderful. Like, half the kids getting their genitals cut off in the UK are autistic from the vaccines already. They put a bow on their hair, give them special attention because they're a girl, because they like the pink lunchbox. They get a candy when they're 4 years old. Oh, you like being a girl? Well, you get a candy now. And then by the time they're seven, it's time to have the testicles cut off. And so it's like, oh, you're cool, the CIA. Come on in here. They're all laughing at him. They're all making fun of him. They're there to dynamite humanity and bring us down. They want slots to upgrade and merge the machines by 2045. That is their date to have all humans on Earth killed. And so for the actual insiders who aren't even in the CIA, they're above it, this is all just a hilarious joke of what they're doing. So this is how you dismantle a country. It's how you destroy a system. There's two different promo woke videos. Let's go ahead and roll them back to back right now.
It only takes one new piece of forward intelligence, and everything can change in an instant.
Hey, I think I found something.
Most people will never see your work.
Only 3 people in the world have access to the information we need.
Notify the field.
Your greatest strength will be the people around you.
You're going to be able to see the whole thing?
Yep, going to be in the roof right here. Best seat in the house.
And your greatest reward is knowing your efforts will help keep every American safe. Your achievements, while unknown to the public, are critical to our national security.
This translation is technically accurate. But in this context, it really means this.
The nation,
we got it,
is counting on you to discover the truth.
I'll call the White House.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CIA.
You can play a role protecting our nation. Start a career at the CIA and do more for your country than you ever dreamed possible.
When I was 17, I quoted Zora Neale Hurston's How It Feels to Be Colored Me in my college application essay. The line that spoke to me stated simply, I am not tragically colored. There is no sorrow dammed up in my soul nor lurking behind my eyes. I do not mind at all. At 17, I had no idea what life would bring, but Zora's sentiment articulated so beautifully how I felt as a daughter of immigrants then and now. Nothing about me was or is tragic. I am perfectly made. I can wax eloquent on complex legal issues in English while also belting Guayaquil de mis amores in Spanish. I can change a diaper with one hand and console a crying toddler with the other. I am a woman of color. I am a mom. I am a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. I am intersectional, but my existence is not a box-checking exercise. I am a walking declaration. A woman whose inflection does not rise at the end of her sentences, suggesting that a question has been asked. I did not sneak into CIA. My employment was not and is not the result of a fluke or slip through the cracks. I earned my way in, and I earned my way up the ranks of this organization. I am educated, qualified, and competent, and sometimes I struggle. I struggle feeling like I could do more, be more to my 2 sons, and I struggle leaving the office when I feel there's so much more to do. I used to struggle with imposter syndrome, but at 36, I refuse to internalize misguided patriarchal ideas of what a woman can or should be. I am tired of feeling like I'm supposed to apologize for the space I occupy rather than intoxicate people with my effort, my brilliance. I am proud of me. Full stop. My parents left everything they knew and loved to expose me to opportunities they never had. Because of them, I stand here today a proud first-generation Latina and officer at CIA.
Oh, look, she tortures people now.
I am unapologetically me. I want you to be unapologetically you, whoever you are. Know your worth. Command your space.
And then make your power because you're a woman, and she is actually a woman. There's another one where they've got a guy that says she's a woman. And again, whatever, it's all about race or all about what group you're in instead of the country. But the CIA's never been about America. There's not a more embarrassing, uncool organization to be involved with. That's why it's such an insult when people sit there and say, oh, I bet Jones works for the CIA or some agency. I'm totally organic, totally real. I would never do that. I mean, I unwittingly, over the 25, 27 years on air, have had some of those groups manipulate me with false stories and BS, and it's always been bad. They are losers that grovel the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers that hate America. Brennan, all of them, are literally anti-American communists. Brennan's an admitted communist who are just the scum of the earth. I mean, these people are filth. And the CIA's main mission is exterminating brown people worldwide. So they need brown people to be the front of their battering ram when they come in to exterminate them. And that's the bottom line. All right, we'll be back with more of your phone calls and a lot more straight ahead.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts. that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that can barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover. Gregory said, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Social ladder. But really, the CIA was set up in 1947, the National Security Act, to end the United States and merge us into world government under the Carnegie Endowment
directive. And so when the CIA runs all these woke ads where basically every person is a woman or brown skin, not one white person. And then she's walking down the hall and you see all the old white men that were directors of the CIA saying that's history, that's over. Now, I don't care if people were in some agency and they represent the population because they're skillful or whatever, or brown. But it's all about communist talking points and white people are bad and I'm fighting the patriarchy, men are bad, with a bunch of Marxists from colleges brainwashed against the country when the colleges are run by the same globalists that run the CIA. You're part of the power structure. Let me lay it on you. I was told, and I checked it out and found out it was true, by a real CIA operative, that the last straw for them, and with people like Eric Prince and Blackwater, is that Prince, you know, runs operations with China in Africa with his frontier group. But also they have camps in China where the CIA has black sites for Muslims, you name it, where they're taken and the Chinese let the CIA run death camps in China. And that Prince's own foreign arm actually runs the security of those facilities. And I'm not even attacking Eric Prince here on the air. But I'm simply pointing out that that's the type of stuff going on. And that's just with Prince. So you've got this shot of, oh, we're the CIA. Look, we've got brown people when they're running death camps in China with the communist Chinese with people inside of them. And so that's what the system thinks of America, and it's what they'd like to do. And now Joe Biden says he wants the CIA to come after white people, and any white people that don't accept the fall of America and communism are white supremacists, and we will disrupt your white networks. So if you don't run up the red flag and hand over your property and bow down to the wokeness, we're going to send a bunch of crazy, neurotic people who don't even know what sex they are with green hair to your house to break into it and plant child porn on your computer or kill your ass. And that's all this is. Period. It's a giant joke. And they're lowering the requirements in the military, in the Army and Marines, because women can't carry, on average, an 80-pound pack on a 50-mile hike. Most men can't do it. That's why they wash out. So, oh, we can't find enough women. We'll just lower the pack to 30 pounds. Oh, the women can't pass the combat part of the course, the hand-to-hand combat. Well, we'll just get rid of that. Oh, the women can't lower their weight. Well, you can just be a fat ass then. And you're like, well, you know, no. The Chinese kill people in their training exercises on purpose. The Chinese are pole vaulting into four-story windows with their special ops. If you try to promote homosexuality in China, they come by and kill you. And I'm not even saying you should kill the homosexuals, but they don't want me to call them homosexuals. In China, they put your ass in a slave labor camp. If you promote it, they kill you. And you don't hear a rat's ass out of the CIA ads about that. And the Hispanic woman telling you how neurotic she is and how many disorders she has. How manipulatable is somebody like that? What the hell kind of person would you want in some kind of place like that? Because the CIA used to have its problems. And, of course, you had the Ivy League types that hated all the Green Berets that did all the killing and all the work and all the deliveries and everything. I mean, you know, above them, just like in the old British ships, you got the officers on one end and the regular guys on the other, and they all despise the real men. We already have that in the CIA. Absolute hatred of real Americans, hatred of tough guys. And that's why you already have this attitude of mutating men and dumbing men down, because the men running the CIA were never men. They were trash from the beginning. Scum of the earth. Total filth. Child molesters. And I've been told that directly by people that saw it for themselves, and I didn't know what the hell they were telling me when I was 12 years old visiting family that had been in the CIA. And I said, I like Rush Limbaugh, or maybe I was 15. And the family member goes, that guy's a total fake, and the whole fake operation is such and such. Let me tell you what these people are. They're a bunch of child molesters. And he told me, yeah, they were running kids out of orphanages in Guatemala. That's when I tried to get out of it. I mean, that's the whole world, folks. That's who runs it. That's who it is. You understand? John Brennan, all of them are degenerate devil worshippers. Period. And the sooner people figure that out, the better. It's a disgrace. This country used to hate royalty. Turn on the TV, they're worshiping royals all day. And, oh, you're a lawyer, you're royalty. Oh, you were in an agency, you're royalty. Oh, you're this, oh, you're that. Oh, the military intelligence will save us. They try to keep the military intelligence on a leash about a millimeter long. And they don't know anything. They're told what to believe. They're given compartmentalized BS. They're kept in the dark and fed horse manure like mushrooms. And that's all any of this is, period, is the insatiable appetite of people like John Brennan and Barack Obama to rape children and slit their throats, period. And so I'm not scared of them, and they can burn in hell, and they will burn in hell. There's a God in this universe. That's why you're there. It's why I'm there, and we're not afraid, and they're going to get it. And the heads of Google are going to get it, and the heads of Facebook are going to get it, and the head of Twitter is going to get it, and Xi Jinping's going to get it, because God's real, and when God gets a hold of your soul, God is going to incinerate you. You're nothing but a bunch of trash. And the whole world knows what a joke you are. So I'm not going to do anything offensively violent because they would turn into them being victims. The last thing I want is offensive violence. They're the ones that are going to kill their own dumbass liberals that are out there taking all their shots. They're the ones that are going to carry this out and run on as far as they can. Because they don't want to just rape children and steal their essence. They want to torture them and destroy them and kill them. They want to play God. They think they're going to escape death with all of the super sciences and all the genetic engineering. They're not going to escape anything. And in the future, the great crime will be, oh, this man uploaded himself to a computer. He has a simulant, you know, suit that walks around, and don't say that's not Bob Smith. You know, that's his identity. Look, it has a voice print, sounds like him, can fool his family, but it ain't Bob. Bob's gone. Bob's spirit's gone on. It's fake, like Thanos, like they're fake companies and their fake PCR tests and all of it. They're nothing but fake bullies, fake frauds, fake intellectuals, scum that want the titles of power and royalty, but didn't fight for it, didn't build it, and didn't serve the people. There's a communist march in downtown Austin, a Maoist brigade. And just look at those sacks of garbage. Weak, chicken neck, pot-bellied nothings. And that's your CIA right there. Perfect. Just a seething sea of trash. All right, we'll take a few final phone calls ahead of Gerald Celente coming up. And then this busy creature has got a lot more reports coming up at band.video and infowars.com. Oh, and I love what you guys are doing. Band.video is exploding, even bigger than during the election. You're really sharing those videos and stuff. John Brennan and the ADL don't like that too much. Oh, gosh, better stop doing it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Push to the limit and then to the breaking point of the New World Order. That just as I put myself in a position to be banned first, I put myself in the position to be struck down first. Not that I want that, but if that's God's will, that's it. I will not hold back any. I will give the enemy the full truth and the full attack because I'm alive and my spirit is eternal with God. And I will not be with you in eternity, Satan. So get behind me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All right. You know, I say love-hate. It's more like a love frustration with Trump. Because, I'm mad about how he let censorship happen. I'm mad how he got manipulated with the vaccine. I see his twisted logic. Get the economy going. But I didn't think it'd be this devastating and kill people this fast. I thought they were just setting the precedent. But I also love the fact that he's charging ahead to run for president. They've got all his phones tapped. And now you see Nigel Farage say, hey, he is running. That's what I've been told. That's why they're moving ahead to indict Giuliani and then Don Jr. and everybody else. So Trump is going into the battle, but he's doing it without really savaging them. And maybe he's smarter than I am, but you notice that new graphic they put out that's really powerful. It shows from Pennsylvania and Michigan and Georgia, you know, in the middle of the night, the fraud graph where Biden's blue, way under Trump, Trump's red, way above, and then, boom, they change the servers and it goes straight up. That graphic about an hour ago was really powerful, you guys found. Put that back on the screen if you can. But it's Trump calling it the big lie. There it is. That says it all. The big lie. And, man, they are mad. So I turn it all over to God. And by that, I'm going to open myself up to be led, guided, and directed by God. And to let the Spirit literally flow through me. So that means I'll be more active. But I am now, just now, beginning to be able to turn myself over to God at a new level. And I think you should all pray for that as well. Because the devil's about manipulating your free will and manipulating control of you. God will only do it if you can handle it and are totally open to it, and by increment. At least that is generally the way it happens, is by increment. The Lord works in mysterious ways, but this is a spiritual battle. We do not just war against flesh and blood, but principalities and evil powers in high places. And it's amazing. We are living to see the beginning of the end, a mass extermination, billions to be murdered, or total world government. And most people are going to be so scared, they're going to go crazy. The churches are going to tell you to take the mark of the beast. It's just going to get crazier from here on. I don't know if it takes 5 years, 20 years, or 6 months, but I mean, it's just, there's no sense lying about it to anybody. There's no sense lying to ourselves about what we face and what we're up against. Very, very sad. And you got all these people that are scared, and they think it's, you know, the media says, oh, you're scared because the Christians are bad, or you're scared because the white people are going to get you. And it's because your spirit knows you're in danger. Say, oh, it's this thing, or take some Prozac. No, you're scared because Bill Gates is a mass murderer that says he wants to kill you, deploying this system, bullying you, herding you in to basically sterilize you and kill you. And it's happening, and it's out in the open. CNN poll finds what other polls find, but they're even higher. 70% of Republicans don't think Biden won legitimately. 30% of Democrats and growing. President Trump releases explosive message. The fraudulent presidential election 2020 will be, from this day forth, known as the big lie. Or the big steal. Nigel Farage says Trump will reemerge and win 2024. Compares 2020 setback to years that preceded Brexit. Voters loudly boo Mitt Romney during Utah convention. That was powerful. And I really like these clips. Roger Stone was scheduled to be on today, but he thought it was tomorrow. He gave a great speech this weekend in Florida with General Flynn. And so I'm going to jam a few quick calls in. And when Roger's on tomorrow, I'll play these clips. But Michael Flynn and Roger Stone urged Trump fans to stay politically active at Braddon's and rally. General Mike Flynn and Roger Stone headline rally. We're going to be getting into that. I like the fact that they're on the march. I'm going to try to get on the march as well out there with them to promote America and to stay in the fight. So there's so much more that we're going to be breaking down and covering here. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Alex in Florida. Alex, welcome.
Hey, Mr. Young. Thank you for taking my call.
Go ahead. Thanks.
I definitely want to plug the Storable Food. I tried it the other day with my lady just to see what, you know, what we had, and it was delicious. And the psychological relief, just knowing that I have a year's supply of that, thank you so much.
Thank you for funding us. Plus, I mean, it really is a good deal. And with food prices set to go up 76%, according to Bloomberg's own global agri index, it's smart to get ready now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the prices are, you can't beat it. But the reason why I called is because my line in the sand is I've been trying to get you for months now. For the past 2 months in Tampa, Florida, where I'm at, they've been officially on Indeed hiring for $13 to $15 an hour COVID canvassers or contact tracers. And it explicitly says in the job description that you are going to be going door to door. And, of course, you need to be sympathetic to those who don't want to get the vaccine. But you're still going to collect the data on those who've gotten it, those who want to refuse it, and you're also going to be a
company. And that's only phase one for forced inoculations. It's already happening in Europe and Africa, and it's run by the Clinton Global Initiative. So, again, in the future, they'll say, oh, the person's cell phone that had COVID shows your phone was near. They're going to come to your house and make you leave. That's the plan. This is so diabolical for the next fake pandemic.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I tell people all the time, that's why you need to get a privacy pouch pocket. I show it off. I show everybody. They're like, wow, what is that? And I'm like, well, it's something to protect yourself from this right here. And I show them the Indeed. I think the most alarming thing is, like I was saying, they're going to be a company with an LEO law enforcement officer or a National Guard troop. That's scary. So then there's my WWE.
That's right. Total intimidation. Absolutely. Oh, notice that the liberals always just want to get control of local police. They love the feds and military because that's under their command now.
You do. I mean, they're coming to the door regardless. And do we get violent? No, of course not. That's not what we're doing.
No, you go out with packets of info and you educate them. You have a packet of info that you already give to your neighbors, ready for them about the deaths, how it's illegal, and the Nuremberg Code, how trying to force shots is punishable by execution.
Yeah, we're going to be red-pilling a lot of them. But
what are you planning to do when they come to your door? Same thing?
But yeah, that was exactly what I was going to do, but I was a little hesitant because, I want to educate you, and I know you probably know nothing. You're just looking for a job for $15 an hour. It's hiring more than McDonald's, but you don't even realize what you're doing. And that's the thing, and it's like, I need to educate you, but then who knows what they're going to be marking down, because it also says in the job description they're going door-to-door with a tablet, and they're going to be accounting all the information that they collect and uploading it into some system.
Beautifully said, brother. And again, when they're there, you go, I'm not threatening you. Here's the Nuremberg Code. And here is a top lawyer's analysis of what happened to the Nazis for doing illegal experimentation and intimidating people to do it. You need to know about the Nuremberg Code that is still international law, and we have comparable laws here in the United States. Thank you so much, sir. All right, let's jam in another caller. Brandon in California. Thanks for holding, Brandon.
Hey, Alex. How's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm just freaked out watching world government take over.
Man, I'm freaked out, too. I wanted to give a shout-out to one of your callers a couple segments ago, DJ in Vallejo. I'm in Vacaville, so it's right down the street. So I just wanted to say what's up to him. And I kind of wanted to follow up on Moxie's call from Indiana, where she said Alex Jones for president. And, man, I think we need some patriots and some fighters in the office, in the White House right now. And I'm calling for a Flynn Gabbard ticket with Alex Jones as the press secretary.
Sounds good, man, to me, brother.
It's I also believe that Trump left us behind. I supported Trump all the way up until his very last day. My girlfriend woke me up and read me his pardon list. And when I heard Kodak Black was on there, instead of Julian Assange and Edward Snowden. You know, I mean, compared to those two men, Kodak Black is a human fart. He put Bad Baby or whoever that little girl is in the industry when she was a minor.
Yeah, the answer is put pressure on Trump. We shouldn't, whatever Trump does in the future, the globalists tell you they don't want him politically involved. We want him politically involved, but we want to put pressure on him from now on to let him know we're his constituents, not Jared Kushner. And I think he woke up, you know, Netanyahu pissed in his face and everything else.
You always said, you know, Trump is the lion up there, you know, and he always did come off like a lion. But I see it as we the people are the lion. And I think, you know, if you want to vaccinate a lion with some mRNA or snap its neck, what would you do? You'd drop an economic stake at its in front of its mouth, and you'd probably scratch it behind the ear, get all close, and let Fauci just come up right behind with his needle. And I think that was Trump, man. I think he dropped that stake in front of us and kept the Patriots placated for 4 years, and now they're just hitting us hard at warp speed.
That's right. They used Trump to energize the left to then do anything. Exactly, yeah. They manipulated us all the whole time. I don't think Trump even knows it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.